Nolte, Moneybags Liz Cheney's Only Future is at Disgraced CNN. By John Nolte on August 17, 2022. Watching outgoing, Representative Liz Cheney, RY, compare herself to Ulysses S. Grant was really something. Watching her compare herself to Abraham Lincoln is now, at least so far, my favorite part of the 2022 election season. The self-regard. The hubris. The self-love. More like, the self-delusion. With narcissistic sociopaths like Liz Cheney, you never know if they truly believe what they say or whether they are just saying what they're required to remain in good standing with Amica Joe Jake Anderson Wolf Rachel morons. You better tote that barge, girl. You better lift that bale. Watch as Liz Cheney compares herself to former President Abraham Lincoln. To keep her and the rest of our insufferable elite's delusions in place, Cheney says she's seriously thinking of running for president in 2024. As what? The Democrats will check her the moment she stops being useful and represents even a tiny threat to their violent quest for power. Ask Cindy Sheehan about that. As we saw in her blowout humiliation in Wyoming, GOP voters can't stand her. Will she try to run as a spoiler independent? Well, who do you think that will hurt? Donald Trump, who left office with record GOP support. Or his fraudulency Joe Biden, who's losing Democrat support, even among black voters. Please, run, Liz. Run like the wind, cupcake. Run like you've never run before. Run like there's a spot on the view for you at the finish line. Hey, maybe Liz and Evan McMullen could join forces and run for president on the smug ticket. Liz Cheney was not humiliated and rejected in Wyoming Tuesday night because she betrayed Donald Trump. Liz Cheney was humiliated and rejected because she betrayed Wyoming. How much higher do energy prices have to explode before Liz Cheney gives up on her personal and childish vendetta against the orange whale? How many illegal aliens have to cross the border before Liz Cheney stops allowing herself to be prostituted against all Trump supporters by Nancy Pelosi? How much underage grooming does the left have to try and institutionalize in our schools, healthcare, and entertainment before Liz Cheney stops making everything about Liz Cheney and her principles? How bad does crime have to get? How many Afghanistan withdrawals? How many Black Lives Matter riots? How high does the price of X have to get before Liz Cheney disconnects from the crack pipe of establishment media love? No one, and I do mean no one, sees Liz Cheney as principled. Everyone, including the corporate media, Democrats, and her fellow mercenaries in Never Trump, know exactly what she's doing, using the quickest, easiest, and safest way imaginable to feather her own nest. Betray Trump supporters equals get rich quick. The deep state might not be able to win a war, manage a military withdrawal, handle a pandemic, or run an economy, but one thing these degenerates do better than anyone else is reward their own. Trump lost money serving in elected office. Check out, Liz. So Moneybags Liz is headed towards the only place the Vichy GOP can go and still pretend to be relevant, KNLL. By Felicia.